Operation stack is always problematic for drivers, and I'm sure there's many drivers that were sat in the queue all night trying to get as much sleep as they could. Of course, it is a queue which does move. It's not like they're being parked up in a proper safe, secure lorry park with facilities, and I'm sure many of them would have had a very disturbed night of sleep.
While it's uncomfortable, there's obviously the huge knock on business as well. You know, you've got things like spoiled products, lost contracts. It's all money, isn't it?
It costs about £1 a minute to operate an HGV, so being sat in a queue or being sat in congestion is simply bad for business, and that cost escalates very quickly and multiplies.
The strike action, as we know, it came to an end yesterday evening, but if you could just touch on, you know, the difficult circumstances drivers over in Calais have faced.
Well, yesterday we saw a perfect storm. We had French workers striking at the port of Calais. We also then saw problems at Eurotunnel and on the Eurostar services. And whilst we had Operation Stack in Kent, there were also massive queues and tailbacks heading right out of Calais. And when you combine that with the current crisis we're having with migrants trying to get on board vehicles, it's caused some real issues for drivers. And I think some drivers, certainly the other side of the channel, have spent a very disturbed night of sleep, really just keeping one eye open, trying to see who's trying to get on board their vehicle.